In this thread, I'll explain how to reflash this Tuya MCU smart switch with OpenBeacon and connect it to Home Assistant. OpenBeacon is an alternative, open-source software for IoT devices, offering, among others, independence from the manufacturer's cloud, compatibility with many ecosystems, configurability, and support for various platforms, including BK7231T, BK7231N, XR809, and BL602. For more information about OpenBeacon, please see my HTTP server, configurator, MQTT support from Home Assistant. For more information about BL602 support, Tezmoda replacement for BL602, programming, pairing with Home Assistant. Where to purchase the switch? The switch was bought from AliExpress by searching and Dell Tuya Smart Life Wi-Fi light switch with glass panel, US standard touch sensor wall switches, voice control Alexa, Google Home. However, other people refer to this switch as a Mohs switch, so it's very likely that this is a dropship product, and multiple brands will have the same internal components. The voltage range of the device is 100 to 250 volts, 50-60 hertz, and a max current of 10 amps. It connects to Wi-Fi using a 2.4 GHz signal. The interior of the switch, since it is designed to be mounted on a wall, the glass plate can be easily removed, allowing us to disassemble it without any tools. The switch is composed of two boards, the main board, where the Tuya MCU and the WB2S chips are located, and a daughter board, where the relays and power are located. We are only interested on the main board, flashing the WB2S. The main board comes with some pads that link directly to VCC, GND, TX, and RX. Here is an example of which ones were on my board. Verify that they are correct in your board, as I've seen other revisions on the internet. I did some tests, and it seems that it is not necessary to remove the Tuya MCU chip from the board for the WB2S. However, in case that you're having troubles, desolder pin 1 to disconnect it. Flash the chip following the instructions from OpenBeacon. In my case, I was only able to do it using Python. The flash tool needs to be at 3.3 volts. Once the chip is flash it, remove the soldered cables. Reconnect the Tuya MCU if you had desoldered it and reassemble the box, as it seems that the Tuya MCU does not fully boot unless it is plugged to the doctor board, probably the reason we can flash it without desoldering. OpenBeacon configuration. After basic configuration is done, see OpenBeacon, a startup file named autoexec.bat with the following contents. In the app panel, drag the file to the OBK file system. This file will be automatically executed after every reboot. It needs to be restarted manually the first time. Meaning of individual commands. Start driver Tuya MCU runs the Tuya MCU driver. Set channel type N toggle. Set the type of channel number N to on or off. Link Tuya MCU output to channel N bool 1. Connects Tuya MCU DPID number 1 with bool type channel number 1. The DPID values can be different for different kinds of devices. If we want to add support for something new, we need to get to know it, e.g. by listening for packages. The DPID values can also be taken from the descriptions of devices intended for Tezmoda, because Tuya often only changes the Wi-Fi module, and the rest remains the same. In the case of this switch, there are four DPID values, DPID 1, TRUF DPID 4, that set the state of each relay, 4, as this chip is used for all versions of switch, from 1 to 4 gang. So only the DPIDs for the switches that are physically present are needed. There is another set of four DPID, DPID 7 to DPID 10, which are of type VAL, which toggle the relay after a number of seconds have passed. The user inputs the number. I didn't link them as I don't have any use for them. However, I'll document it in case they are needed for your application. After restarting, the buttons are now visible. Home Assistant support. Pairing with Home Assistant is very simple, all thanks to the automatic mapping of OpenBeacon channels to Tuya MCU variables. The Tuya MCU switch is operated from the HA level in the same way as an ordinary switch. Here is a sample YAML code, final test.